Coming up next to the stage, Mr. Chris Crotwell.
Yeah!
I got the whole couch.
I'm going to sit over here this time.
People are afraid of proximity to your fearsome masculinity.
Yeah.
I get the whole couch to myself.
All the time.
Beard battle?
I think Chris is running right now.
I don't know. When I was little, I used to read a lot. In trees, draped over the back of a couch. I wish I still had a piece of furniture imposing enough to do that on. You can sit in places when you're little that you just can't as an adult. I used to like to get the bottom of the linen closet and push out all the towels and blankets and then pull them back in and stack them neatly in front of me so that no one could possibly tell I was in there, and I would just read with a flashlight. I used to read in the dryer, which Mom never turned on, without knocking, because she was terrified she'd kill me, and I wouldn't stop doing it. It's really cozy in there. It really is. I would read walking. I would read upside down. You know, when you're talking about options, the things that you can be when you grow up, your parents always tell you you can be anything that you want to be. And that's complete and utter horseshit. We all know that now. You're old enough to realize that you couldn't have been anything. You know. And we, this group of people, had more options than most. Because unless I'm completely wrong, I think I'm looking at mostly a bunch of dorky white people from middle and upper middle class families. Right? If any group of people had options, the most options, this group of people had options, but you still couldn't have been anything. There's a feeling of inevitability about where you end up sometimes. And sometimes that can be lovely, and sometimes it can be awful. But I couldn't have ever been a chef in a restaurant with 3 Michelin stars. You know, I was never really going to be an astronaut. I wasn't going to win a Nobel Prize. I couldn't have been the lead singer for an incredibly famous rock band. That stuff wasn't going to happen. Because I know myself now. I know what I'm like, and what I'm capable of, and what I enjoy, and how much work I was ever actually going to put into achieving anything, which is remarkably little. But that's just me. And now, finally, for the first time in my life, I find myself in a position where what I'm doing feels like it was inevitable, but that's really, really lovely. See, right now I work in a public library, which isn't something I ever actually thought I would do. When I got a library degree, I thought I'd work at a university or maybe in the private sector. I thought I'd maybe want a little bit more money. But when I go in there every day, it feels right. And it feels inevitable in a good way. I talk to people about books all day. I shelve books all day. There's a tidiness to the place that I find really aesthetically pleasant. It just makes me feel cozy. Millions of items of physical data go whizzing around the city every day. They get picked up, they get shipped out, they move around on trucks, and they all have a home. Every single one has a home in a very specific place where you can always find it. I get to watch little kids come in every day, excited, and then leave with a stack of 30 books, and sad that that's as many as we'll let them take. And I remember feeling that way. The first book I ever read was Balto. It was about a husky, right, that delivered medicine to some Alaskan village. And I remember that really vividly, and I got it from the North Shelby County Public Library, which I was lucky enough to have my mom take me to every week. And you leave with a stack of stuff, a stack of ideas, and it's exciting. I got to help an old lady the other day who wanted to find a bunch of books on bladder cancer. She had surgery 2 months ago. And she said reading made her feel like she had control, and control made things less scary. It's free when you go in a library, but it's also absolutely necessary. I'm proud of what I get to do every day, because I can't imagine a world where that sort of resource isn't there, where that sort of safe place isn't there, where little kids can go be excited, where the homeless can come hang out all day, every day, and they do hang out all day, every day, and use the internet. And when they ask me a question, I will find them the answer to that question. I will find the best information I can for them, because you have a right to that information, because that's what being a citizen of this country means. Public libraries say all the things that I'm proud of about the place that I live, and now also about who I am. When I was little, I spent a lot of time reading in trees, and upside down, and in linen closets, and in dryers. And now, I spend all day, every day, poking around at half speed, doddering with books, having lovely conversations with people, and occasionally, the kind of interactions that remind you how happy you are to be where you are. So I couldn't have been a chef with a 3-star Michelin restaurant. And I couldn't have been, you know, Steven Tyler. And I would have made a complete shit astronaut. I would have been horrible. My discipline is lacking. But I make a fantastic librarian. And that feels inevitable now. But in a nice way.
Congrats, dude. Congrats on the gift. I think... visually, I could totally see you fronting a band like Mastodon, though. With that beard, we just switch out that sweater for like a wife beater, and you're in.
Ah, Tuesdays.